Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Some of the greatest men who ever lived were guilty of grievous sins. Father Abraham lied to save his hide. Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, "She is my sister." And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Genesis 20:2. As you know from your reading of the Bible, Sarah was Abraham's half-sister. But he told Abimelech a lie to keep the king from killing him and taking his wife. I can understand Abraham's trying to save his life, but he should not have lied. King David was called a man after God's own heart. Acts 13:22. He was unquestionably Israel's greatest king, the one king in Israel who prefigured the Messiah king of Israel, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yet David lusted in his heart after another woman and sinned grievously against her, her husband, and most importantly, against God Almighty. Would it be scriptural to say of David, "He committed adultery with Bathsheba in his heart"? Oh, I know he committed the act of adultery with her. But did he not commit adultery with her in his heart first? Do not the thoughts of men's hearts lead them into sin, whether sexual or other kinds of sins? Why did a man like John F. Kennedy engage in adultery with any woman he could entice into the White House with him? Why did Marion Barry, the mayor of Washington, D.C., get involved with drugs? Why do businessmen and professional people misuse their positions to steal, to lie, and to engage in other illicit behavior? Could it be that their minds have dwelled on these illegal and immoral activities until they have great difficulty resisting? Would you like to hear what God said about a man's thinking evil until he becomes corrupt? Let no man say when he is tempted, "I am tempted of God." For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does he tempt any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. James 1:13-15. Since men and women are confronted daily with sexual images and other temptations, how can Christians and others fortify themselves against being led into sin and eventually to spiritual death? Time will allow just a few suggestions. The Word of God must be stored up in your mind to ward off all kinds of evil. Almost 3,000 years ago, the psalmist wrote to young people, but the message applies to all of us. "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119:9-11. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Psalm 119:105. There is no substitute for keeping God's book deep in our hearts. But we must also pray to our Heavenly Father for guidance, comfort, and inspiration. Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever." Matthew 6:13. We know of God's constant concern for the faithfulness of His children. He wants us to approach His throne, to seek the help we need to overcome temptations and destructive behaviors. If we are going to keep our hearts pure and our bodies free from the taint of sexual immorality, we must be exceedingly careful of our associations. And that means taking care about what we see on television, in the movies, and elsewhere. We must remember, evil companionships corrupt good morals. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.